patient's name is Randy Holifield, R-A-N-D-I, last name H-O-L-L-I-F-I-E-L-D. Date of birth is 12/13/1985. Date of service is 7/9/2022. History of present illness is 36-year-old female. Presents to the clinic complaining that on Thursday she mixed chlorine, bleach, and vinegar together, trying to clean areas of her house. She immediately began having some shortness of breath, nose burning, throat, sinuses burning, and she felt like she had an asthma attack after she inhaled quite a bit of it. Patient does have a previous history of sports-induced asthma as a child, but has not had any attack for several years. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, denies medical history, asthma, surgical history, C-section, cholecystectomy, and DNC. Social history, denies drugs or ETOH, but admits to smoking. ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure is 129 over 43, heart rate 54, respiration 16, temp 98.7, O2 97. She weighs 232 pounds. Physical exam, general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T. She does have some burning sensations and pressure on her frontal ethmoid and maxillary sinuses, worse with her maxillary sinuses. Mild erythema to the posterior pharynx, bilateral tympanic membranes intact, mucous membranes, moist pupils, pearl, neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft on tender, bath on times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady, skin, swarm dry, no rash, no lesions, assessment and plan number 1, acute sinusitis, and number 2, inhalation injury. I did speak with poison control, and the representative stated that since this inhalation injury did occur 3 days ago, he does think it's completely unrelated to her current complaint. He recommends evaluating and treating her current symptoms, which I do agree with. I did do a 2-view chest x-ray, which does not show any obvious cardiopulmonary processes. Patient will get a prescription of Omedrol dose pack, Augmentin, Bromfed, as well as an albuterol inhaler. If she has any worsening of condition, she'll return to the clinic for further evaluation or possible further testing. If she does begin having any acute shortness of breath, I did encourage her to go to the emergency room right away. Patient does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.